Good morning. This Shabbos, Habalein Lateva, is the Ufruch before the great Sechasana of Shruis. And the Minig Yisrael is that before the Chuppah, the Batchin says over the Yichus of Chosin Kal. And therefore, in this week's Parsha, we begin to read the Minyan of Bnei Yisrael. Everyone knows the famous Yalkut, the Medrash says, that when the Eberster was giving the Torah to Eden, Niskanu ben Umus Olam, the Goyim became jealous. Why are Klal Yisrael roi to be Niskariv? By Klal Yisrael, there was a kfiya of Chofalei Harkigigis, which the Goyim, even if they were offered the Torah, they didn't have. So the Eberster said to the nations of the world, Havili Sefer Yuchsin Kishem Shevi Ubonai, bring your Yichus brief, your lineage, just like my children bring it. And that's the pasuk, Havul Hashem, Havul Hashem, Mishpachos Amim. And the question is asked, what's pshat in the Medrash, Kishem Shemivim Yimbona? If the Eberster should have just said, bring your lineage, your proof of where you come from, why did he have to say, just like Kishem, in the same way that Yidin bring? And moreover, the question is asked, there are Goyim who will also have Yichus. We know that in Sforim, there's two major nations, Yishmael and Esav, who are the founders and the spiritual fathers of all the other 70 nations. And they also are Misyachas to Avram and to Yitzchak. So why don't the Goyim also have a Taina that they have lineage, they have Yichus? And I saw the Shemin Roish from the Wiener Rav Zol Gesundsein brings a Meuridike Wort from the Magli Tzedek, the Holy Dezer. In last week's Parsha, the end of the Teirecha, it says, V'zacharti es prisi Yanke, v'af es prisi Yitzchak, v'af es prisi Avram Esker, which we discussed last week. And one notes that the order, the Zechira of the Bris, the Zechul, starts with Yankev, and then we move only to Yitzchak and Avram. The order is reversed. We start off the Jewish people from Avram, then Yitzchak, and then Yaakov. And here the order is starting from Yaakov, working our way up. And he says that was done, dafka, deliberately, in order that Esav and Yishmael should not have the schus of being born from either Yitzchak or Avram. And therefore the ikur schus of Matan Torah was dafka Yaakov. And he brings from Zayde, from the Havas Chaim, from the Makavadayin, that's Pshat in the beginning of Parashas told us, the Eile told us, Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram heilid is Yitzchak. The Medrash brings a strange, outlandish statement, by Hibi me Achaz. Achaz, we know, is a terrible Russia who tried to close down all the shuls, all the Bati Bedroshim. And Chazal say that the Malachi Ashara is tainted to the Eibishter, Achaz is a Russia, why don't you bump him off? So the Eibishter said to the Malachim, I can't, because his father was the great tzaddik. Or what is that connected to Eile Taldos Yitzchak ben Avram? Nor he says, Pshat Azoy. Taldos is written Chosr Vav. Why is it Chosr Vav? Because in the biological descendants of Yitzchak, you have not only Yankee, you have Esav. But we don't want to attribute, to connect, in Misyachis Esav to Yitzchak. And therefore, Taldos is written Chosr, because not all the biological descendants of Yitzchak are considered to be a true descendant. In Shulchan Aruch, we say on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, right, that the Akedah should remember the Zari Shul Yitzchak. Does that include Esav? Does it not include Esav? And the Maskana is no, it doesn't, because Esav ki bi Yitzchak yikar lechazar avle kol Yitzchak. Esav is not considered to be an enikel from Avram. But if he's still a descendant from Yitzchak, then Sfort Avram is connected to Esav. Is the Charaya that Esav is not Misyachis, not to Avram, nor to Yitzchak. And neither is Yishmael connected to Avram. They're not heirs. Vayashalchim, the Bnei Keturah, were sent away. They have no Yichus anymore, no connection to Avram. Esav has no connection to Yitzchak. And he said, that's Fatn Rashi. Eile told us, Yankiv Esav Amurim Beparshim. Rashi was bothered, why is Toldos written Chosr? Defective. Because Yaakov and Esav, Amur and Parsha, since we're going to mention Esav, and we don't want Esav to be considered to be in the Yichus of Avram and Yitzchak, therefore it's Toldos Chosr. Well, that's got another strange medrash. Masinu shenikra Avram shekori Avram. We find Avram is called Avram, and even Yitzchok is called Avram, as it says, Eila told us Yitzchok ben Avram. Avram. What's shot in this medrash? Norvos, we want to say that Yitzchok is just an extension of Avram, and if the Yitzchok v'lekol Yitzchok Esav is not Mizari shel Avram, he's neither is Mizari shel Yitzchok. Kumt ois. That's what the Medrash is saying. Since we find by Achaz, a wicked king, that there is a schus avos, and we don't want this schus avos to help for Yishmael or Esav, right? Therefore, we say told us is chos. And the Havas Chayim teaches a beautiful pshat, Parshas Lech Lecha, that Avram is blessed. Veheye brocha, says Rashi b'chochoism, that the chsima is Avram. What's pshat? So he teaches because Avram was worried that Yishmael and Esav shouldn't be yonik, shouldn't have nurture from the brachos of Avram, and therefore we say, what is the order of schus avos? The zacharti is bris yankif first, and then only then comes bris the bris Yitzchak and bris Avram. In other words, someone who's not included in the schira of the bris of yankif has no chelek in the bris of Yitzchak and Esav and Avram either. The fact that Avram Avinu's chus is last, that itself shows that anyone who's not connected to Yankiv is not connected to the other two ovis either. And that's what Chazal say when the Goyim said we are also miuchosim, we also have yichus. Said the Eibush to bring sefer yichusin k'shem shem Avin Bonai. Just like the Yichus of Klal Yisrael starts from Yankiv and only then goes to Yitzchak and Avram, if you have Azay Yichus, then you can get Torah. And the Vina Rav then goes and teaches beautifully the Pasuk in Malachi, that Torah of Haparash has told us, where the Pasuk says, Ahavti Eschem Omer Hashem. The Eibishter loves Klal Yisrael. V'amartem b'meh avtom. In what way does the Eibishter love Klal Yisrael? Right? If it's mitzad maaseinu, our deeds, where grace of tzaddikim is lavdaf, el, it must be in the schus of aviseinu that the Eibishter chose our forefathers. And we have schus avos, but the pasuk shreit hali ach esav liyankiv. Esav is the chabro, a brother. And the also lechura has the schus of Yitzchak and Avram. Says the Eibishter, nay, v'oyev is yankiv. I only love, the only schus avos from Yitzchak and Avram, only to those people who are connected to Avram. When he offers a beautiful pshat, the pasuk says, "Until him, Asher Kor." We say it every day in davening. Asher Koras es Avram, Ushuasoi liYitzchok, veAmidel liYakov lechoik. Says the Chum Sofer in Parshas Veschanon, the Rosh Tevis choik is a ches, Rosh Tevis ches, shvua, and Krisa is Rosh Tevis choishech. In other words, what is the order of choishech? First, the choik of Yankiv. Then the Shvu of Yitzchak, and then the Krisas Bris of Avram. When he grad the Chushet, the Bnei Yisrael brings the Chagav Oyer v'Chushet is Gimatria 5:4:1, which is Gimatria Yisrael. When that's Prat, the Pasuk says in Tillim in Kapitul Kuflametes, v'Oymer Achushet Yishufeni. A person says, "I'm shadowed, I'm surrounded with this darkness." Over v'Laila Oyer Badeni. Nevertheless, the darkness, the night. Is lichti, is light. What's pshat? Even in the time of Laila, which Chazal say, Masayim Shel Rishoyim is compared to darkness. And lad, after we have the mitzvahs of Masan Tovim to prepare to help us, nevertheless, the puzzle says, the Eibishter is Urban Deini, there's lichtikait even in the darkness. Why? Because the puzzle itself answered, because it's Choyshech, Ki'ach Choyshech Yishufeini. And Choyshech, the order is, according to the Tzofer, Choyk, Shua, Krisa. Which is Yaakov first, and then comes Yitzchak and Avram. And once we're going in the Seder of Yaakov first, that even in Belaila, when we're not Zoyecha Mitzad Maseinu, we're Zoyecha Mitzad, the Krisus Bris of Ovitz. And that's the Loshen HaPaiton we say in Yom Neroim, Be'ein Melitz Yoshir Mul Magid Pesha, if Yidin don't have Schusim, Kenege the Mitzad Maseinu, Mitzad the Kategor. And you have to rely on Schus Ovis. When we say Tagid Li Yankiv Devar Choykum Mishpo, remember that Yaakov, he's the one who starts Choyk, and therefore you have Choyk, you have Choyshech in that order, and therefore we have the Schus of Yankiv, and hence we can also tap into the Schus of Yitzchak and Avram. right? And that's pshat chuta mishulish when there's yankiv Yitzchak and Avram. Therefore, loy b'mheira yinosek, it's a cord too powerful to be broken. Und das pshat the gemara in brachas and kairin la'ovis el shlisha. When can you call upon schus ovis dafka when you have all three? Masha enkein to the umus oil. That's also b'kiyah shofar we say. Tiku b'choy de shofar b'kesli em chageinu ki choyk yisrael hu. The choyk of yankiv, which starts first, because Yaakov served the Eibishter l'mayla mitam vadas with complete pittel, as we'll discuss. Therefore, midah k'neged midah, we start with the choik of Yankiv, and we have that order, and therefore, v'zacharti, as we see Yankiv first, and Bayidin is always lichti. And that's also pshat, the Vina Rav says in Shem and Rosh, in Parshas Bolak, chelekei, moire dika pshat. We find by Bilam, that Bilam brought up the pasuk says, par, and an ayil, par va'ayil, on the Mizbeach. A par is a bullock, ayil is a goat, but he didn't bring up kvasim, he didn't bring up sheep. Says the Chum Sofer, because Rashi already told us in Parshas Pinchas that parim correspond to Avram, as the pasuk says, velabokar rots Avram, he went to the oxen. Ayil, you don't have to be a genius to work out, is connected to the ayil of Yitzchok. And kvosim is connected Yankiv, where it says vaksovim hifrid Yankiv. And therefore, Bilam, who's like the prophet of the Umus Olam, and he wanted to tap into Zchus Ovis, which Esav and Yishmael, which the Avi Avos of all the Tumah of the Ayin Umus have. And therefore, he brought up Dafka Parana Ayil, connected Avram and Yitzchok, but he left out the kvosim of Yankiv, because there's no achizah, there's no connection to Israel to Yankiv Avinu, because the Shleimut Bechir Shabbos. Und Dafka Bilam, Chazal tell us, was a Gilgul of Lovim. And therefore he, Dafka Vakvosim Yisrid Yaakov, is Dafka the opposite of Lovim. And with this he explains beautifully the Psukim. Bilam says, Min Aram Yancheini Bolak Melech Boyu, Meharere Kedem, he took me from the mountains of Kedem, L'cho Orali Yankiv. Curse the people of Chal Yisrael, the Chul, the Manas Gemina, where he came then, if he came from Harri Kedem or he came from Tasmania, the Manas Gemina. Nor the Ovis are called Horim. As the Pasuk says, Medaleg ala Horim, Bishus Horim, and Mekafes ala Gvois, Bishus the Imois. And therefore, Bilam wanted to Mekal Chatushalom Chal Yisrael in a place where he has a Sheikhus and a Chizo in Avram and Yitzchok. And that's Chatan Pasuk, Kimi Roy Surim Arenu. From the mountaintops, I see it. And the Horim refers to the Ovis HaKadosh. And Migvois Asherena, that's the Imois, because Rivka is also the mother of Esav HaRosh. And therefore I'm able, as Rashi said, to put my Ayin Hora into Kal Yisrael. Aber then the Pasuk says, no, it ain't so. Why? Because Hein Am Levodod Yishkoin. I have to be Moida, says Bilam, that Kal Yisrael is a totally different Cheshbin, Uvagoyim L'Yitzchashim. Not the cheshbon of the Umas Oilam. Why? Because Mimona offer Yankiv. Because Yidin are connected to Yaakov, which is a schus of the bris of Yankiv, which Goyim don't have. And therefore he says, Tomis Nafshi Mois Yishorim Uti Acharisi Kemoi. I want to attach myself to the Achris, which is Bechin of Yankiv, which is Emes, which is Kushtakoi, which is something that the schus of Yaakov is that which remains by Klal Yisrael till the end of time. Kum Tichois. That is only you could tap into the schus ovis dafka via Yank, and not directly to Yitzchok and Avram. L'chur l'fize, I can understand that in what schus did Klal Yisrael bring the Sefer Ayichus through which we got Torah dafka in the schus of Yankiv Avin? Is l'chur l'fize olav rayoni? I'm actually the last week when I was preparing last week's year. Kumt ois matn Torah, hence Chagashuas, must be in the schus of Yankiv Avin, which is contrary to everything I was taught as a small child in Cheder, when you have some short trousers, where you're taught, everyone knows, that Yankiv is going to get Sukkis, and Shvuas is going to get Yitzchak. And the Fizeh, the whole schus of matn Torah, is going to get Dafke Yankiv Avin. That is what I said before, the Seder is Lefi the Tur, and Tof Yud Zayin, B'Shem Ochid. But then I researched, and I found taken numerous makoyres, especially in Pnimiyas HaTorah, Zohar HaKadosh, in Tegun Nezayir, where it's clear that Matan Torah is Beschus Yankiv Dafka. And that is Pashat Mistabru, because we know that Shavuos is the Yom Tov of Torah, and who is the world stands at Torah avoiding those Chasodim, which correspond to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So Yaakov is the Omer HaTorah, the Ishtam Yeshiv HaOlim. Moreover, Chazal say, the Gemara says in Brachos Daf Nun Ches, B'chashem Agdula, creation of the world, Bagvura, the Achazoka of Kriyas Yamsuf, Vahatif Eres, the beauty, which is harmony, balance, symmetry, as we've discussed many, many times. Tif Eres, that refers to Matan Torah. Matan Torah is the third great event in human history, and it's the midah of Tif Eres, and we know that Chesed and Gvura is Avram and Yitzchak. Tif Eres is Yankiv. Be'emes, I mefurish in Zohar HaKadosh, that Pesach is keneged Avram Avinu, Atzeres, the Yehoyev is Be'eraisu, B'zayin Koylus L'kabel Yankiv. As in Tkuni Zohar, V'yishvuas, Misitru, Damudu, Demzals. Shuas is the middle derech, midas Tif Eres, which corresponds dafka to Yankiv. And the Emes, the Medrash Tanchum, and Parshas Ekev is mefurish, that the Luchas Avonim came in the schus of Yankiv, because it says in Pasuk, Misham Roya Evin Yisrael, the Avonim, the Luchas came in the schus of Yankiv, and so brings the Megalamukis in this week's Parsha, Magid Vorov Li Yankiv. In fact, the whole Aseres Hadibris is Merumas in the name of Yaakov. How many commandments are in the Ten Commandments? Ten. Ten is the letter Yud. How many words are there in the Ten Commandments? 172. Kaminyan Ekev. Yud Ekev is the name of Yankiv. And I saw a Meiridik of art from Ramatul Stuchiner in the Sefer Oitzigal Yonei Divrei Torah. Mamash, Gvaldiger Emes, I never knew this before. If you take the names of the four wives of Yankiv, who Maimed Yud Beshiftiko, Rachel, Leah, Bila, and Zilpah, you get the gematria of 438, which is Luchos, Lamed Ches, Saf, right? Which is Luchos. So you have both the letters, which the Akev letters, the Aseres Adibris, which is Geneged Yankiv, the Luchos HaEven, which in Sforum we discussed many times, the Sfas Emes and other Sforum, the writing refers to the Neshama, and the Luchos, the Keli is the Imois, Neshama and Guf corresponds to Ish V'Ishtoi, husband and wife, Kashmis and Ruchnis, whatever. And therefore, together, Yankiv Avinu with his wives create the Luchos. And he said, Arem is Niflo. Yankov Avinu, Yaakov is Gimachi 182. Luchos, the names of his wives is 438. If you put together 182 and 438, you get 620, which is Gimachia Keser, which is precisely 620 is the amount of letters in the Aseres Hadibris, which every school child knows. 620 corresponds to the 613 biblical mitzvahs and the seven mitzvahs to Rabot. So Mamesh is... Is it clear that the Aseres Hadibris is Mechuvin Dafka Keneged Yankiv Avinu Ubeisu? And then I researched, I looked, the Matzosi Yasser Hava Nafshi, I saw the going of Shlomo Kluger in his Sefer Kelas Yankiv and his Drushim for Chagat Shavuos, says this clear. Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Torah was given to us, refers to Torah Shal Peh, Al Pi Advarim Ha'Ela, Karas, the Bris, we call Yisrael Torah Shal Peh, was given to us orally Dafka through Moshe. Why? Because my Rasha Kehilas Yankiv Dafka. It was Dafka in the schus of Yankiv we received the Torah. And that, he says, is Pshat in the Simen brought Narachayim and Simen Tavchav Ches. Menu Va'atzru. You always read Parshas Bamidbor, the Minyan, the Chemesh HaPikudim, before Atzeres. Menu Va'atzru before Shavuos. Why? Because like the Yalkut said, Eden only got Kol Yisrael through our Yichus. And Ayichus starts with Yankiv, as we said. And that's possible. In Parsh Yisroi, by Maimon Har Sinai, it says, "Vachoidesh Hashlishi Letzeis Bnei Yisrael Me'at Mitzrayim Be'Emazeh Bo Midbar Sinai." When did Yidden come to Har Sinai? Dafke Vachoidesh, the third month. Vachoidesh Hashlishi. Why the third month? Can I get the Gimel Ovis? And that's chus, we have matan Torah. And he says, therefore, chodesh this in the chodesh of Pesach, chesed, kiyadua, corresponds to Avram, ear, which is avodah sfiras omer, the bearer of the Michael Behema, mimat avodah mimat olamaylo, corresponds to Yitzchok. And Sivan, which is the month of Matan Torah, corresponds to Yankiv Avin. And a remes to this is that every month has its astrological simon, its mazel. What is the mazel of Chodesh Sivan? To Umim, twins, in English is called Gemini. Why does Gemini correspond to Yankiv? Because Yankiv was the only one of the three of us that was born a twin. He had a twin brother called Esau. And that's Pshat, says it from a Kluger. The Gemara says famously, Dorash Hu Galili, the man from the Galil, who taught in the Besmedish of Rav Chisda, Brich Rachmano, the of Urien Tliso, Am Tliso, Yidei Tliso, Yom Tliso, Yachet Tliso. Everything about Chagash Shavuos, Matan Torah, is the third month. Moshe Rabbeinu was the third of his mother. It was the third day of after 3 days of Agbola. It was etc. Everything is three, and we find the Gemara says Rav Yosef on the day of Atzeres, Ivduli Iglot Liso. However, you'll touch a animal, bring up to bring meat. Dafka Tliso. Everything is threefold because the whole Yontif of Chagashvuas is gonna get three. And he said, Ilav Hayoyim the Kagorim Kama Yosef Iko Bashuk. If not for this day of Shavuos of Matan Torah, there are many Yosefs hanging around in the garden, in the street. What's that? We know that Rabbi Yosef, from the Forsham, asked, was a tachlis anova of humility, as the Gemara says in Seif Masech Soito. Like this, the andaso the ikano. Therefore, how could Rabbi Yosef said ilav hayoyim? That is, if not for the fact that there's a third, which refers to Yankil Avinu, there are a lot of other Jews in the street who could be goyim, who could be bnei Esav and Yishmael. Why did the Eibishter give Urien Tliso, a Torah which is threefold, Am Tliso, Al Yidei Tliso, Dafke in the Schus of Yankiv Avinu? And I saw similarly, also beautiful work, in the Tfilat Tzaddik from the Holy Blushever Yischus Vinolim, where he says, interesting question, when it comes to Chag HaPesach, it's a seven-day festival. We have Chol HaMoed. When we have Chag HaSukkot, it's also Chol HaMoed in between. Shavuos Midarais is only a one-day yontif. Why? Me'emes is not his kasha. The Zohar HaKadosh Baruch Hu ever asked this question. And the Zohar answers the kitzur that since Chag HaShavuos Matan Torah is Bifchinas Tiferes, the middle, and therefore it's Amudat Emtsoi, which is one, unity, unlike Chesed and Gevurah, right hand and left hand, which are plurality and many. And therefore, there's an Indian of Chol HaMoyim, something of Chol mixed in with the Yontif. On Pesach, can I get Avram? On Sukkot, can I get Yitzchak? Mash Ein Kein Chaga Shavuos is the Chinas Yankiv, which is unity, the Torso, which is just what. Therefore, there's no Chol HaMoyim. And he ties it this way to the Pesukim in Parash Yisra. Atem Re'isem, Asher HaSisi, B'Mitzrayim. No one ever thought that Eden, after 49 days, would have forgotten all the Nisim and the Ploys of its entire Christians. No, that refers, Atem Re'isem refers to Chag HaPesach. But S.S. Chamelchan Feinish Shorin, which is Anania Kovid, as it says in Targum, is Chag HaSukkot. Now, if you will accept Torah, I'll give you another Yontif, Chag HaShavuos, the Yontif of Yankiv Avinu, which is only a one-day Yontif, because there's no Chol mixed in, because it's Yankiv, which is Mitosei Shlema. There's no Pagam, there's no Shemes Psul in amongst Yankiv Avinu. And therefore, Vayisim Liskula Mikol Oretz. And the Tzvila Tzaddik says, Vayisim Liskula Mikol is Gematria 699, which is three times Regel, because Shavuos is the Emtsoi, which is Koil, both Pesach and Sukkot, and all the Yom Tovim, and all the Shefa of Kol Yisrael. The fees, by the way, there's the Furish and Medrash Azoi, which Rabbeinu Becharia brings, and others, many others for him bring. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neger Ahor. Who is this Yisrael? Yisrael Sofer. Dafki Yankiv Avinu was present by Matan Torah, by Maimon Har Sinai. Aye, every Neshama was present. And elsewhere it says the others were all present. Well, the Churib Pshat is based on Rabbi Yankiv, but based on a Yaris Dvash, various sources. Yaakov Avinu was there, Begashmi, so he was the lead, like when you're speaking, every day all seven Rishpizen come, but there's always the one who is the Mora Deshmeitzer, who is the Balabas on that particular day. And the Vayichan Shem Yisrael, Yisrael Sova, Dafki Yankee with the Rebbe Matan Torah, because the whole Schus of Matan Torah comes in through Yankee Avinu. By him is the Iskalus Amidus, Kisarisim, and the Kim of Manoshim, Vatuchal Milosh, and Iskalus, as it said in Sforum, Dafki Yankee is called Ish, Ish Tom, Yeshiv Holland, Ish stands for Emtsa, Yemin, small, middle, right, and left. Yeshiv Holland, who connects the Oil Avram, which is Chesed, and the Oil Yitzhak, which is Gur. The fees that I can understand, I probably don't have the time to elaborate. I understand the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Samach Ches, which says, Hakol Moedim, everyone agrees that Batzeres Bidinami Lachem. Unlike other Yom Tovim, where it's debatable, some say Chotzi Lachem, Chotzi Lachem, Shvuiz, Atzeres, everyone agrees that Yid has to eat and drink and enjoy. And the Chura, the Kasha is, anyone who understands Behem is the Besos who brings from the Magen Bisharim, the Besos, and asks them, the Chura Shvuiz, you shouldn't eat at all. Shvuiz is the 50th day, which 50 is the idea of Chamish Mishari Bina, which is the Olam HaYovel, which is Geneged Olam Haba, She'ein Bo'el Yachil V'lishziya, so eating and drinking. So why Dafka, everyone agrees, that Atzeres, on Shvuiz you have to eat and drink. Well, it's initially you have to eat and drink and rejoice in Shvuiz. But the Imrinoyim, the Holy Jikovah brings that on Shvuiz, Atzeres becomes the source of all bracha, of parnosa for a whole year. And therefore, that's patent the Sheikh Sorim that the Eden were given. And therefore, he says, Kemach plus Torah, the Makoil, is Gimatria Atzera 760. The Vishnister, the Havas Yisrael, adds Sivan with a long man Tzapach Nun, which is 700, is also 776, which is Sultan Shulchan, Torah Dulu Makim Echod, which is in need of Trey Almi, which is Gimatria at 760, which is Atzeres. In other words, Shvuiz becomes the source of all brach. Why? Because that's the idea of Yankiv, the Nishayin, the Kedush Yankiv, Yankiv's Kedush Zaguf, and his Merumas, and all the Sfarim Akhtayishim, and the Kusayfer, and his Droshes, in Ateres Svifim, this is the Chaver. Everyone knows the famous Gemara in Tainus Tafhei, we've discussed many times, that of Nachman and Rav Yitzchak were sitting in a Suda, and he said, say some words of Torah. And he said, you don't talk in the middle of a meal. And after Boso de Soyer, after they finished eating, he said, in the Torah of Rabbi Yochanan, Yankov Avinu Lemes. What's the connection of one to the other? Because Kona is what produces sound. Trachea. The Veshet is through you eat. Normally, when you sit and eat, you have to say different Torah. The Achil Ushia shouldn't be plaguing in a person's Ruchnias and Kedusha. But by Yankiv Avinu, the Achil Ushia was itself a Brocha, was itself Ruchni. That's an Avoid the Toma. As the Ateres says, the Gemara says, "Yuma avoida she'ein avoida tov means avoida she'ein achare avoida." It completes, and therefore, by people on that madrega, you don't have to say divrei Torah b'shas asuda because the eating itself becomes something holy. Kepira shas vas emes ayudua v'chalta v'savata uveirachta. The Chorish said should have said also v'chalta v'savata utivorech v'tivu. Where he says a person could reach a madrega where the achil ushtia itself is a source of brach. And it says in Pasuk, V'hoya ba'ochlecha milechem ha'oretz tarimu truma. The ichila itself uplifts the person. How does, and to prove that is possible, therefore he told him, Yagavinu le'mes. But even mitzad gufa, he was able to mezachit, to purify it, to azam madrega, that even the guf became a vehicle for holiness. And now I understand why Shvuiz becomes a source of parnosa. I have no time to elaborate. Unfortunately, we're running out of time. I'll tell you the Shvili Pinchas and Vayigash Givaldik, which has been pasuk, Ulaoviv Shalach Kazois, Yankiv of, I have no time to elaborate, but Yankiv Avinu sends to Yosef. Maybe we'll discuss this another time. But Yankiv Avinu is Mashpia parnosa. And the Gemara says famously in Tainis Davches, if a person gives parnosa, the Abishai gives Parnos, he gives Chayim at the same time. The shame of Parnos is Chatach. So if it is Peseach, it's Yodecha. And therefore we say in Kaporis, Zeh Halifosi, Zeh Kaporosi, Zeh Halifosi, Zeh Burosi, which is also Rashi Tevis Chatach. The Abishai Chetzeach, Keteach Chayim L'chol Chay. Because man diyov mezoinu l'chayihu diyov, if the Abishai gives Parnos, he gives it for Chayim. Which I thought is, and this is connected, Yankiv Avinu, which is the two hands. It says when you make hamoitzi, you take both hands, because that's the idea of yankiv, which is connected chesed and gvura, the right hand and the left hand. I have no time to elaborate. Rebbe Mendel's feet is beautiful shtiklach in Parashas Vayigash. But yankiv becomes the source of parnosa, the source of chayis, of life for people, which is so relevant in this time that we're living through a period of crisis. Parshat Yidin need refuus, and there's so many people need Parshat Yeshuas and parnosa, the market, everything is bread. Or the idea of atzeres becomes the source, the source of yankiv avinu, the source of parnosa, mezuina, and chayit, bone, everything that a person needs is given to us by Shavuos, because Yankov Avinu was blessed, Yankov Avinu leimes, and Yankov Avinu was given the bracha v'yitin l'cholikim ital shemayim v'shmanei oretz, and therefore we tap into the brachas of Yankov Davka in Atzeres on Shavuos, and that's what I really wanted to explain today. That is the midah of Tiferes. But just give me one more minute. What is just briefly, and say I'm as well. What is the midah of Tiferes? The midah of Yankov. Who you have Chesed, Tzri Yemina, Vura, the left side. Tiferes Guf. What is the beauty of Tiferes? Why is it beauty? Why is it the torso, the goof of the person? Why is it the highest of all the midas? Chadda that Kabbalim say Tiferes is Ula da Keser. It reaches the highest level. Every one of the seven names of Hashem corresponds to the Eibishter as he comes down in a certain specific midah. Kael is Chesed, Chesed Kael. Elikim is midas Agvura. Echveis Shidal Yud is midas Ayisod. Adnai is Midas Amalchus. What is the name of Hashem of Tiferes? Yudkevovke. Tell us of the Shaila. Yudkevovke is the Ebrish Tzutach Ein Sof, above everything, above specific Midas. Notice that is the Madrega of Tiferes, where a person is totally bottled to Hashem. Tiferes means beauty, harmony, balance, symmetry between the Chesed and Gvur. But it's not a superficial, external, mechanistic compromise between two extremes, Chesed and Gvur. Moshul Mahadover Daimon. This foreign Makdash should bring a beautiful Moshul. But put it in contemporary terms. Let's say you have in England, you have a chancellor of the exchequer. In America, you have the minister of treasury, the secretary of treasury. He's in charge of the budget. Fiscally, everything should match. Your revenues, your income, your outcome, it should be balanced. So he's always arguing to tighten the belt. Moshul Enke, let's say, the Tsar of welfare. He wants to help people. And if he wants to give chsadim anashir, and there's a constant tension between the treasury and those who want to give, that's chesed, the fight between chesed and gvur. What do? You go before the emperor, the king, and you make achro. That's midas hatiferes. What pshat? Not that they compromise. We'll go 50-50. We'll go 60-40. Midav rachamim, which is matak chesed. Nay. It's a totally new midah. When you're in the presence of the king, you realize that I don't work for the treasury. I don't work for the Department of Welfare. I work for the king himself. And therefore, when you each chesed and gevura are specific midas, has a limit, has a parameter. Mash enkin tiferes, when you're bottled to the king, which is why the midas tiferes is such bittel that it's shared in it the Shem Avaya, the Eibishter himself, the Chvedev Atzmei, the Orein Sof. Therefore, the midah of tiferes, the midah of Yaakov, is the letter of Vav, as we discussed last week, connects the highest of high with the lowest of low, which is why Yankiv is the Bechir Sheba Ovid, the Tush Bechotz of the Ovid, who connects heaven and earth, Elam Haba and Elam Hazah. And therefore, he brings the highest brachas dafka down here in Olam Hazeh, and therefore we should be Zoicha. In the schus of Yankiv, we have the Midas Hativ Eres. We come to the third Beis HaMikdash, which is Keneged Midas Hativ Eres, basically Ke Yankiv, as the Gemara says in Psochim. And the Zohar HaKadosh promises that Ba'atzeret B'Shvuz, Yufkun Be'Yisrael Mi'Be'Galusa, Yidin will have the ultimate redemption, the Zoicha to see the basically Ke Yankiv, and we'll have Bon Nechayim Mezoine for Al-Klal Yisrael, together with Melech HaMashiach.